It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here we go, podcast time!
Here we go!
That's so stupid. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
Mario Luigi.
What was the other one? You had Wario.
Wario, Waluigi.
Mm-hmm.
Bowser. Toad.
Bowser.
Mm-hmm. You'd be Mario, I'd be Luigi. I'm taller.
Yeah, and useless like Luigi was.
Luigi was. Everybody wanted Luigi.
Nobody wanted Luigi.
He jumped faster and higher.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't
farther.
Go. It's a me, a Luigi.
No, hey, Luigi time.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Finally, he gets to shine. And then he sucks. You gave Luigi to your little brother.
You know what? Mario 3, if we did the battle, I would pick Luigi and whip your ass.
You would do nothing of the sort because Luigi sucks. Okay, let's talk about this. And I wanted to get your take on it. So our buddy Ray posted something on Facebook, right, about looking for a place for his cat, his sick cat.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's got a digestive problem, and he's looking for somewhere to take his cat.
So, obviously, you want to take care of your pets. You want to make sure they're happy and healthy.
I told him just to kill the cat and take it to pet cemetery.
It'll come back to life.
All right, won't be the nicest cat, but...
So, all joking aside, I did want to talk about this because I don't know your views on it. I know Kiki's views on it, kind of, but... Have you ever heard stories of like people spending like $15,000 to save a dog or
Absolutely.
To save a pet?
I've heard of stories of actually one lady did it. She paid like $30,000 to have her dog cloned.
To have her dog cloned?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And yeah, it's not the same dog.
It's not the
it's
same
close.
Dog. It's close, but that is not the same dog.
But that dog, that new dog, is not going to have any existing memories. It's not going to know who you are.
No.
You just got to retrain it and you got to redo it. It's just might as well get a new dog.
I am all for it. Before anyone goes, you guys are animal cruelty and blah blah. No, I love my dogs. I take care of them. There's a roof over their head. They're warm in the winter. They're cool in the summer. They're fed. They're happy. They're up to date on their shots. Mm-hmm. But I am a little concerned as they get older. Now Kiki's much more attached to the pets than I am.
Usually females are really have.
She's also. She's had Emery since he was just a little puppy, and she had him when she was single and, going through stuff as a young female, and we've had Bear since he was a puppy. Mm-hmm. I also grew up on a farm. The circle of life is not lost on me. I get it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm concerned about is Kiki spending way too much money trying to keep these animals alive longer than they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Past when their quality of life is causing them to be happy all the time. And I've seen it. You see dogs are like, oh, well, I actually got to carry them. Like, we moved the dogs upstairs because Emery's arthritis in his legs, it hurt him going down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Going up, it was fine because there wasn't much weight. So, okay, we moved him up there. But, I guess if it gets to a point where, they got to wear a diaper, what are you doing to that animal?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not happy anymore. I mean, if they are, but, they sleep 20 hours out of the day.
So I'm going to explain the whole situation to you. So when it happens, this is what's going to happen, Brock. I know you say you grew up on a farm. You've shot thousands of sheep in the face. So it really doesn't faze you at all of an animal dying that's kind of close to you.
What a horrible description. You shot thousands of sheep, did you say, in the face?
Yeah, is that what you had, sheep?
To be fair, though, I have shot a sheep or two in my day.
Yeah,
to
see?
Put it down.
Yeah, so
anyway,
you've been through it.
Go on.
So here's the situation. This is what's going to happen. When it comes to that point where the dogs are getting really weak, you can really tell that, like, man, it's coming to the end. Are they sick? Are they just getting old? Here's what it is. It's easy to say it right now because they're not. They're healthy. They're fine. They're living. Kiki's happy. You're happy. That moment when you both realize, okay, we got to make a decision. You're going to look at your wife, and you're going to see the look on her face, and it's going to totally change your opinion.
But that's just more of my quality of life.
Because you're not really going to be doing it for the dogs. the way she's going to be is going to hurt you, man.
I know, and I understand. And believe me, I saw it when at one point when we were living down in Springfield, our back fence fell down, and Emery got away. Bear, I don't know if he just came back or didn't. But anyway, the fence fell down in the backyard, mm-hmm. got away. We lost Emery for a week. Mm-hmm. We had a reward out for him. We've told you that whole story, that human piece of shit that mm-hmm. was going to keep the dog. Anyway, and yeah, Kristen was miserable.
Oh, yeah.
But it was also because she didn't know where he was. She didn't know if he was hurt or mm-hmm. in a ditch somewhere or whatever, mm-hmm. if he was with a good family. So I think that's a little bit different. But, Hunter, I'm not just disagreeing or for the sake of disagreeing, but...
You can't justify spending that much money to potentially save a dog that's not really going to live that much longer anyway.
Why ruin your credit... And I would rather make his last few days comfortable. I'll pay a little bit more maybe to have the dog put down at home.
See, that's what I would go to.
But when I see people spend, like, I've read multiple
thousands
stories.
Thousands and thousands.
Like $15,000 on surgery for a dog. And it's like, no way am I doing that.
I totally agree with you. And that's exactly what I would do. Is to that point, yeah, I can't justify spending that much money on a pet. Even though I really, truly believe... relationships with pets are different than humans. When humans die, it's different than when pets die. For some reason, people really, like I said, especially females, because the female is definitely a more loving.
I think a more emotional, nurturing,
harder because that's what the female is. She holds babies and creates babies. So anyway, it's going to come to the point to where you're going to have to make a decision. So here's what you do. And I think you really should do this. And maybe you should do this soon. You guys need to talk about it before it happens.
Yeah.
Make a decision what we're going to do when it happens.
Yeah.
So when it comes time, you're not basing decisions on emotion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when it happens, we're like, okay, we talked about it. It's tough.
Yeah.
But you both are on the same page. You're not letting your emotions make irrational decisions like thousands of dollars that you don't have.
Well, I'll never let that happen. And I'll divorce my wife before I let that happen.
It's tough.
It absolutely is, because it's not that I don't get emotional over pets, but it's just I just understand how the circle of life works, and that's really what it boils down to. And as great as the dogs are, and they're still little pains in the asses, and I'm more of the...
There's nothing wrong with putting your dog down.
No, there's nothing.
It really isn't.
There's nothing wrong. And like, too, I look at this, and some people may say, this one story I'm thinking of where they seriously spent like $15,000 on this dog, like surgeries and everything. Right. Well, the people seemed well-to-do, like they were pretty well off. But you know what, though? That doesn't make it better, because what you should do is make sure that dog is comfortable. And then maybe donate $15,000 to an animal shelter.
Yeah.
Help out other dogs in need. Like that lady getting her dog cloned. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go, if you love animals so much, mm-hmm. go adopt an animal in need. Yeah. The longer we've done our little Friday segment with the animal shelters, the more I'm like, God, there's so many great dogs. But no, people are selfish when it comes to pets.
Yeah.
They are selfish. You don't want that dog to die. But you know what? If that dog has arthritis, if that dog can't see and is walking into walls, doesn't have teeth anymore, has to wear a diaper, that dog, that's not a good life for that dog.
I'm gonna go to the next level on this.
Cockatiel.
You might disagree with me, you might agree with me, but I'm gonna say, honestly, I'm kind of jealous. Kind of jealous that that's an option for that. If I'm suffering, I kind of want to be put down, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to suffer. I don't think any human wants to suffer.
No.
And you know how that feels. It's no different than a dog just because it can't talk to you, or a cat.
Oh,
they suffer. They feel it.
When they're in pain.
And they show it.
Yeah, you can tell when. I can tell when Emery's in pain. I can tell when Bear's sad.
I'm not sure what dogs do, but I know cats, when they start feeling like shit, and they know it's coming. Cats are, for some reason, they always go to the basement, or they find a room and they won't come out of that room.
Yeah.
That closet, that room. Yeah. I'm pretty sure dogs do the same thing. They kind of hide and they kind of,
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wounded animal syndrome. That's the way they say you never corner a wounded animal, but they'll go to a corner. They'll go where they're protected or they feel safe. Bear hides under the toilet. Yeah. When we got a lot of people around, he'll hide either behind the couch or he'll go behind the toilet, and he hides there because he doesn't like the noise and he's scared.
So am I a bad person for this? And we had a cat put down, 2 years ago? A year or two years ago. And it was my wife's cat that she had her whole life. And when we got married, obviously it became my cat as well. But we had it put down because it was suffering.
Yep.
I couldn't go. I was like, you know, you and your mom take care of it. It originally was your cat. I might be an asshole for saying that. But like, it was just hard for me to, like, I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
So it wasn't your cat originally.
I agreed with the decision.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go. Well,
I remember you going through that. You didn't think it should be put down.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, right?
Originally, yes.
Yeah.
Originally, I was like, no, let it. She's fine. But then after a while, I'm like, I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Well, and it is. I don't think so. It's dealing with a lot. And you know, I understand that people get super attached to their animals. But you also have to understand that they still are animals. I'm not saying it. Mm-hmm. But putting them down is sometimes the best thing you can do for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Euthanization.
Yeah. And sometimes so they're no longer in pain. And also, too, but putting yourself in debt for an animal that, like, you hit a very good point is, like, it may not live another year.
All right.
You know?
And then you're out that money.
Yeah. It could get hit by a truck.
I think we can say the best way to do this, and if you could take anything away from this podcast, is talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it before it happens, because you definitely, if you don't, you're going to base decisions on emotion.
Well, and again, I got no problem saying this, and I will, and call me a dick if you want. If you spend more than $2,000 on an animal, you're a dumbass. I'm even highballing, because I don't think I would do over $1,000.
You know.
I do shots every handful of years, and each time I do shots, which need to be done, I'm like, oh, this is for a dog. I grew up on a farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And you know what? You know, growing up on a farm helped you out in that way.
It did. And, you know, and I think sometimes Kiki can think, she thinks I'm callous towards animals. It's more of like, look, we'll have fun with them while they're here, but it's still an animal. It's still
living. It's gonna live and it's gonna die.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and you just need to accept it. People don't want to accept it though.
Talk
about
it. Yeah. So here's a question for you.
Yeah.
This kind of branches off into something a little bit different, but you were diagnosed with a disease that you knew you've had for a while. It's stage four or whatever stage
herpes.
Right, you know, and you got to make a decision.
Yeah.
And now it's 2020 or 2035. I don't know how old you're going to be then, but 2035, euthanization is legal. Doctor comes up to you, says, I understand. You're not, you feel terrible. I can do this. If you say yes, it'll be completely painless. We'll put you down like we're going to pull your tooth, and you can say your goodbyes, and you have to say yes or no.
Or no. See, now that's tough for me for religious reasons, and I'm not going to walk down that whole path there. But also, you know, suffering, because I haven't suffered. I don't have ailments where people, you know, are in pain every single day. So I honestly, I don't think I have an answer for that, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
If it was so bad, and right now, maybe even listening to this, that are dealing with the pain that is every single day just agonizing.
I think the problem is you deciding is considered suicide for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And religious beliefs counteract that. And a lot of people won't do that because of religious beliefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make a different scenario here. Yeah. Kiki's sick.
Kiki's sick?
And she's
get the gun.
down! Gah! I didn't even get to finish what I was going to ask
you. And if you think I'm using some high caliber expensive bullet, it's a .22.
Oh, man. You are some. You did grow up on a farm.
Just think of the rabbits, Lenny.
You know?
Think of the rabbits.
Dude, imagine that decision, though.
Yeah.
It would be tough. But it would.
Yeah.
It would, and, you know, religious beliefs. Technically, it would be okay.
Yeah, because I'm not snuffing her out.
You're making the decision.
But then am I a murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are people that pull the plug murderers?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
It's a crazy question.
I have to ask my
pastor. There is a guy who has a couple contraptions, and I'm not sure which country it is. You know, the Kevorkian thing.
Yeah, well, obviously.
He got taken to jail.
You know what's so crazy is, like, anything else like that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we had Dr. Kevorkian in this huge case, and either it went completely underground, getting you know, euthanized, you know, assisted suicide. Mm-hmm. I know we should euthanize. Assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Either that went completely underground, which that's my guess, because people are like, look, I'm not getting in trouble like this Dr. Kevorkian guy did.
Right, right.
If you want it, I know a guy that knows a guy that'll take care of it for you, real calm and peaceful and shit. Because, you know, when they do...
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
That's probably still around.
I guarantee it is. Wow. I guarantee, but that case was like, all right.
Was that a Craigslist post? What is that?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a, there's a secret phrase for it, like in the gardening area.
New England clam chowder.
Is that the red or the white? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's tough. But again, for humans, though, I feel like it's such a different subject. And again, for everyone thinking, oh, animals.
I disagree. You know, I think life is life.
Yeah. Life is life. But a human life is, and I'm sure we're going to get something on this. My life is more valuable than animals. It is. Come on now. Okay, so you're telling me, hold on. Speeding train, there's a dog and a human on that track. You can save one.
Well, of course you're going to save the human because you have more of emotional attachment to it. But it doesn't mean that your life is more valuable than
that right there. It does, though. Then you should let them both die.
I think you're out of bounds with that one.
No.
Life is life.
You can't say an advanced species.
If you're religious, you would agree with me because the creator creates life.
He does, but also, if you're going to get me in there, God also gave us ruling over the animals of the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea. We are above that.
Well, there's a pyramid, of course.
Now, that's not saying that
animals... But the basis of life is all the same.
It is, and every life should be a good life, but...
Religiously, Noah brought every one of those animals on the ark.
Well, yeah, but only two of them.
Because they're all valuable.
But only two of them. The rest of them died, though.
Yeah.
Two by two. It wasn't all of them.
It's because he couldn't take them all on the
ark. Yeah, well, if he really wanted to. No, what I'm saying, though, and again, this is where it comes down to where Kiki thinks maybe I'm callous or people might think I'm callous is it's not that animals should suffer. There's nothing worse than I hate seeing animals suffer.
It beats me up when
they
suffer, man.
And, you know, there's a lot of people, especially like being in the farm industry that I've had, you've seen all the documentaries of, oh, look at these chickens and everything. That's usually a handful of people, a small batch of bad apples that makes the rest. Growing up on a farm, I learned to respect animals. I learned to take care of them. I told you a story. Remember the Odd Punishment? When Logan and I didn't feed the rabbits, our dad locked us outside in the wintertime. If you're not going to take care of those animals, why should I take care of you?
Wow,
however, saying you're going to spend $15,000 to keep grandpa alive makes more sense than saying I'm going to pay $15,000 to keep an animal alive.
Right.
That's where I'm at. That's the difference. Not saying that
there is a difference.
That's where I'm at. Not saying that the value of the animal or the life of the animal isn't important, but I still think that's where I get kind of angry when I see people spending that kind of money on an animal that, okay, yeah, you cared for it, you love it, it's a part of the family, but why not honor the animal a little bit better?
If you know it's going to pass, you know, let it pass. I would even agree with myself. Like, if I was suffering and somebody was going to spend 20 grand to potentially keep me alive and I was conscious, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me go.
And actually, that's actually really that kind of brings up a more of a niche in this argument is, okay, it's cancer. Your dog has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you spend the thousands and thousands of dollars on treatment for this dog?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just make it comfortable and make sure it doesn't suffer and then let it pass or put it down?
Right.
So for me...
Let it pass, put it down.
That's what I would. But now, let's make it an even tougher decision where, again, I'm trying to put myself more on blast here and see if you agree. Let's say the dog's only 2 years old. Cancer, really bad, but treatment for it is going to be $5,000.
And it's guaranteed to work?
Well, no, it's not guaranteed that the cancer won't come back.
Right. Put it down.
See, that's where I'm at. Okay, so we're on the same page there.
Put it down. Unless it's a 100% guarantee, why are you extending the suffering?
But even then, though, like, what did I say, $5,000? For a dog, I mean...
Like, would you want to suffer? If you put yourself in the dog's shoes.
Of course not.
You know, that's what people need to think about sometimes. Yeah. Put yourself in his or her shoes.
Well, and that's what a lot of people do too, is like I said, it's selfish, I think, sometimes to keep these animals around when they can't walk.
That's
they
a key
have
word
you know.
Right there. That's a great word.
It's like I get it. You love that pet, but that pet is suffering.
Right.
And then two, let's say it is on pain meds, it's all doped up.
Right.
I've seen that before. People are like, oh, I gotta give him his dog doesn't know what's going on. He's all doped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's just weird. It's weird how animals and humans differ in that subject.
Yeah.
I've told you before, I can watch, like on Reddit, they have a watch people die that I used to have as a subreddit. I had to get rid of it because, damn.
Dude. Yeah.
I could sit there and watch that, but then go watch like Animal Planet or something and watch an animal suffer.
Yeah.
And I would much rather watch people die. It's weird. I can't stand it. Well, watch an animal suffer.
I think it might be part of it too, is, you know,
like when somebody shoots an animal with a bow and arrow and it hits it in the hip and the thing's just kind of squirreling around and dying
fantastic, slowly.
Dude, you're a psycho if you think that's fantastic.
I like it when it hits him in the spine.
Dude. It is the most gruesome and like hard to watch thing for me. I can't stand it. There was the other day, dude, I'm talking about a chipmunk got ran over. But only the backside of it got ran over. So it was army crawling across the road in front of mine.
This is getting so dark, dude, so fast.
I seriously was like tearing up, man. I call me a pussy, yeah. But for some reason I'm just like,
well, no, suffering is a totally different thing. And again, I hunt. I love eating meat. But yes, suffering. Nothing should suffer. Mm-hmm. Nothing should suffer except for Lions fans.
Jeez, dude. You know,
you deserve everything you get. Yeah, I don't know. It's just tough. It just popped in my head when you brought up Ray, and it's like, okay, how much do you spend on it? You know, where's that line with pets?
I think you make a good judgment. You put yourself in its shoes. You figure out, you know, how much it's suffering, where it's at in the suffering, and if it's actually curable. Because if it's not, what are you doing?
Well, and
what
also are you doing? It's not being crazy with, you know, I know you love the animal, but that money could be spent on so you would do more good making sure that animal was comfortable and then making a nice donation to a shelter or to a vet clinic or some place that does good for animals.
Get another pet.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks for a while, but, you know.
I've been through so many farm dogs. It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. I've seen so many farm dogs killed.
You know.
But, you know, you just kind of, when are you going to get run over by a car?
I don't know. My back end. I'll armory crawl to your house.
And then I'll put you down.
Yeah, please.
And I'm using the .22 because I ain't spending that expensive.
Bigger caliber.
No, don't worry, buddy. Let it bounce around your brain. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening to the Plan B Morning Show. Sorry it got a little dark at the end there.
Psycho.
You know what? This is kind of how
keep your distance.
Serial murderers start, don't they? By killing animals? Jesus Christ.
Right, I'm scared to cough around you now.
Yeah, you should be because I'll put you down. Oh, he's suffering. All right, everybody. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Just like a grenade in the mouth or something. Just make it quick.
There you go.
You know, quick and entertaining.
And you know, you get one of those stupid fireworks you always light off when we're golfing, you bastard. But it's going right up your ass.